We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day.
This is the feed on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Shadow Lake Restaurant out in Penfield is reopening after being closed for 6 months as the result of a fire. That was back in October. The first event, an Easter brunch, attracted a whopping 600 people.
Nice.
So, yeah, the restaurant clearly was missed during its closure. The grill and tap room will be open for lunch and dinner beginning today. And again, the restaurant was destroyed by a fire last October that investigators blamed on a spark caused by malfunctioning kitchen equipment. Renovations included an updated dining room and bar. And I saw some footage on News 10 NBC of the new restaurant, and it looks beautiful.
Does it look great?
So,
I can't imagine if you own a restaurant, that's got to be like your dream is just burning in front of you. That's got to be the worst.
So glad
that that's back open and running.
Yeah.
Good for them. Getting a driver's license and buying a new car does not seem to be as important to Generation Z compared to previous generations, according to a report by the Wall Street Journal. Figures showed that Generation Z, which is currently defined as being born 1997 or later, are buying far less new cars than millennials did before them. In addition, about a quarter of 16-year-olds had their driver's license in 2017, only a quarter.
Wow.
A sharp decline from about 50% in 1983.
Wow.
Some analysts think that it could be because cars have gotten bigger and more expensive, which leads Generation Z to buy used cars, which are more affordable.
Oh, sure.
Also, social media has made it possible for people to stay connected without leaving the house.
Oh, that's really sad.
It is, but it does make, if you think about it, the desire to get out of the house might be a little less urgent because you can talk to your friends very easily and privately.
True.
You don't have to leave.
You don't have to meet up. Wow, that's sad.
It is kind of sad. Yeah, well, so were you one of the people that got really excited to get your driver's license?
Oh, yes.
I couldn't wait myself.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
My parents used to have a ride-on lawnmower, and I used to offer, before I was old enough to drive, just to mow the lawn just so I could ride that. And they would give me like 10 minutes of like extra, this is probably illegal, but they gave me like 10 minutes of extra riding time, so I just like drive around with the lawnmower.
Oh my gosh.
Just because I wanted to get out. You know what? I probably had just seen like Fast and the Furious movies, so I was like ready to go.
I did the same thing with my grandparents' golf cart in Florida.
Really?
Because you can be younger, I think, or like you don't need a license to drive.
Right,
we're
in Florida. There's no
like
laws
that.
Down
yeah,
in Florida.
Yeah,
we don't know that.
Wegmans is planning to eliminate single-use plastic grocery bags in New York by the year's end, actually before the state ban takes effect. So they're jumping right over the state ban and doing it first.
Why wait?
I know, right? They announced the move yesterday, along with steps to reduce the usage of bags, straws, and other plastic items at stores in other states as well. New York, of course, is joining California and Hawaii in the ban on plastic grocery bags, and that will take effect in March. So it looks like just over a year away. Or no, just under a year away. And on Monday, Cuomo touted the ban he helped pass during a speech on Long Island. So he's definitely, he's excited about it. He's on board.
I'm excited about it. I think it's a good thing. I think it's a really, really good thing.
I do too.
Justin Bieber apparently has a new album coming out. He made the announcement while on stage with Ariana Grande at Coachella on Sunday. Ariana brought him out as a surprise, and also it was unplanned, apparently, the performance. He came out on stage and performed his hit song, Sorry.
Ooh.
This was Bieber's first time on stage in about 2 years, apparently, he was telling the crowd. And after he performed, he then told the crowd that a new album was coming soon, which is very exciting.
Yeah.
Earlier this year, Bieber announced that he was taking a brief hiatus from music and explained to Vogue in an interview that because he has focused on music since a very young age, he really needed some time to evaluate who he really is as a person.
Sure.
Which so on board for that.
Yeah, well, and he's been dealing with a lot of mental health issues with depression. Yes. And I think that, you know, he also, like, with his last tour, remember, he, like, canceled it and just sort of dropped out.
Oh, that's
right.
He was
like, I'm done. I can't finish the tour.
He's been going strong since he was, like, 13 or something like that.
Or younger. I mean, yeah, it's been wild. I can't imagine.
Well, okay, and he's what, like 25 now?
He's 25.
I'm trying to, so the difference between being 13 and 25 is a huge difference.
Those years
are more important than like 23 to 35 and, you know, so forth. So I got to imagine that's got to be weird.
Yeah.
Although, you know, also pretty cool. I mean, he's probably really rich and
had a lot of cool experiences.
So
international pop star.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's fine.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.